My name is Brian Wright, and from all of us here at the Shellac Stack, that's me, Happy New Year! Piano duo team of Ravitch and Landauer, performing a scintillating version of the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers to open this edition of the Shellac Stack. Recorded sometime in the early 1930s and issued in the United States on Columbia record number 340-M. What a great performance. My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to the program. I collect old 78 RPM records, for good or bad, and this is my little way of putting them to good use. And I hope you'll enjoy today's varied playlist, which takes us all over the place. We'll have some zither music, some ragtime on the organ. We'll have some good jazz and swing music. We'll have some vocalists. It's another real mixed bag here, but all of it good. At least I think so. We're going to formally open the program now with the Raymond Scott Quintet, a recording made July 21st, 1939 in New York City, one of Raymond Scott's own compositions. Columbia record number 35247, and this seemed especially appropriate as we welcome in the new year. Hopefully your new year wasn't quite as scary as this one pretends to be. It's called New Year's Eve in a Haunted House. Thank you. Just an absolutely sublime performance from Teddy Wilson and his orchestra and the wonderful Billie Holiday singing I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, a tune that was already almost 10 years old at the time they recorded that on May 11th, 1937, Columbia record number 35926. Before that, another Columbia record by the Raymond Scott Quintet, something for New Year's Eve called New Year's Eve in a Haunted House from July of 1939. We're going to head back to the 19-teens now for a couple of acoustic selections. First, it's the Van Epps Trio, led by banjoist Fred Van Epps, something called Hill and Dale that was written by Henry Lodge, who is probably better known as composer of the famous ragtime tune Temptation rag. This particular selection was recorded in New York City, March 25th, 1916, issued on the Columbia label number A2034. After that, we'll hear a very early selection from Cole Porter called "I've a Shooting Box in Scotland," played by Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra on Victor 18165, and I pull this out because this week it will be celebrating its 100th birthday. It was recorded January 8th, 1917. Hard to believe there are already Cole Porter songs over 100 years old. But let's start first with Fred Van Epps and Hill and Dale.
Thank you.
Not a bad little tune from not a bad little composer, Cole Porter. A thing called I've a Shooting Box in Scotland, played by Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra, recorded January 8th, 1917, 100 years ago. Before that, a Henry Lodge tune called Hill and Dale, played for us by Fred Van Epps and his trio from 1916. Well, listening to records that are celebrating their birthday this week has me in mind for a couple of additional selections. So we're going to fast forward to 1927 now for two selections that are celebrating their 90th birthday, both on January 4th. Both of these recorded January 4th, 1927. First, Frank Crummett in the Victor Studios sings High, High, High Up in the Hills, Victor 20462. Then we'll go elsewhere in New York City, where Sam Lannon and his famous players were in the OK Studios to record a really interesting tune called Moonlight on the Ganges, with Irving Kaufman singing the vocal. So two selections that will be 90 years old on January 4th, beginning with Frank Crummett.
Some of them meant for work and the rest for dreaming. I could use 24 knocking on nature's door, laughing and singing. Could anyone ask for more? I'm always high, high, high up in the hills, watching the clouds roll by. High, high, high up in the hills, shaking hands. Come on and be like me, happy and gay. You're to meet the sun half of the way. I'm always high, high, high up in the hills, watching the clouds roll by. Where do the flowers go? Where do the birdies go? Follow them to their beautiful home of sunshine. City folks never play, busy throughout the day. Tickle me so just to know that I'm far away. I'm always high, high, high off in the hills, watching the clouds roll by. Come on and be like me, happy and gay. You're to meet the sun half of the way. I'm always high, high, high up in the hills, watching the clouds roll by. How in the world could anyone miss loving where daisies dwell? Where is it safe for stealing a kiss? Daisies will never tell. Violets, roses, neighbors like that, filling your heart with bliss. Wouldn't you leave your dingy old flat to live a life like this? I'm always high, high, high up in the hills, watching the clouds roll by. High, high, high up in the hills, shaking hands with a sky. I'm always high, high, high up in the hills, watching the clouds roll.
when I whispered love's sweet melody, all our dreams and our schemes came true. Someday on the Ganges, I'll meet you once more, and I'll kiss you and caress you where the waters kiss the silent shore.
We started that little set with something from Frank Crummett called High, 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 Up in the Hills, Victor 20462. After that, it was Sam Lannon and his famous players, Moonlight on the Ganges, OK record number 40740. Irving Kaufman was singing the vocal on that. Both of those recorded the very same day, January 4th, 1927, in New York City. Well, a couple of months ago, I picked up a little stash of records on the C.P. McGregor label. These are from the mid-1930s, mid to late 1930s, and these are interesting because they were produced to be distributed only to radio stations for airplay. These were not sold commercially. Most radio transcriptions of the day were pressed on 16-inch discs meant to be played at 33 and a third RPM. These are somewhat unusual in that they are relatively standard 10-inch, 78 RPM records, not even pressed in vinyl. They look like they were probably from the Columbia pressing plant out in the West Coast. First, we'll hear Les Parker and his orchestra on McGregor number 1357 do a tune called In a Little White Lighthouse. Walter Wade sings the vocal. After that, it's Chick McGregor, the transcription label company owner, and his Royal Highlanders. And you'll recognize the tune as something that Benny Goodman had quite a hit with. I won't even tell you the title. We'll let you guess. That's C.P. McGregor record number 1467. But first, here's Les Parker in A Little White Lighthouse.
Twinkles like a love light when clouds hide the moon. There's a little white lighthouse where the night birds croon. We can stroll beside the seaside, beside love's lagoon, dreaming in the gloaming where the sea is foaming. Just a happy pair with hearts in tune. the little white lighthouse will be twinkling soon as we sail away to Loveland on our honeymoon.
Probably recognize that as Don't Be That Way. Chick McGregor and his Royal Highlanders, record number 1467 on Chick McGregor's own transcription label. Before that, Les Parker and his orchestra, Walter Wade singing In a Little White Lighthouse. Neither of those selections show up in any of the discographies I have, so I can't assign a recording date to them, but they almost certainly date from around 1937, maybe 1938. But they're very nice performances, and maybe I'll dip into some of those other McGregor transcriptions I came across and play some of those sometime. Well, we're going to turn to a couple of heady big band performers of the late 20s and early 30s. Giants in the field, in fact. First, it's Fletcher Henderson and his Baltimore Bellhops, recorded March 19th, 1931 in New York, a tune by Horace Henderson called Comin' and Going. After that, we'll hear Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, an Ellington composition called Swing Low from September 22nd, 1932. So a couple of selections now. Good jazz here on the Shellac Stack. First, here's Fletcher Henderson and his Baltimore Bellhops.
Thank you.
I've always had a special soft spot for those Duke Ellington recordings of the late 20s and early 30s, the Jungle Band and its derivatives. More recently, I've even come to appreciate some of his later things, the more cerebral jazz of the late 30s and early 40s that he put down, and it may take me a few more years yet to get into the stuff from the 50s and early 60s, but I can tell you I like that. Something called Swing Low, recorded on September 22, 1932 in New York. Before that, Fletcher Henderson and his Baltimore Bellhops, Comin' and Going, from March 19, 1931. From the jazz of Fletcher Henderson and Duke Ellington, we'll turn now to some zither solos by Anton Karas, the fellow responsible for the music in the film The Third Man. In fact, the first record we'll hear is London 536 from 1950. It is the famous The Third Man theme. After that, we'll listen to the follow-up record that came out the next year, London 627, called the Anton Karas Second Theme. So both of these composed and performed by Anton Karas. First up, here's the Third Man Theme.
Thank you.
two selections by Anton Karas. First, the Third Man theme, followed by something that might have sounded a little bit similar, dare I say it, the Anton Karas second theme, both of those recorded for the London label in 1950 and 1951. My name is Brian Wright. It's really been a pleasure to have your company for this past hour of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. I look forward to doing it all over again next time, with different records, of course. If you'd like to send me an email and make a request, or send a suggestion, or a comment, or a question, I welcome your messages to my email address, shellacstack@gmail.com. That's, again, shellacstack@gmail.com. Or visit my website, where you can hear past programs in the series. You can see label scans of some of the records that I play. You can read more about what I'm up to if you are so inclined to do that. My website is www.briansright.com. Again, that's briansright.com or www.shellacstack.com. What could be simpler? Well, with that, we do come to the end of today's stack of 78s, and we're going to close with something from Sister Slocum. And I can never play this record without thinking about Mrs. Slocum on Are You Being Served, although I know there's really no relation here. It's not the same thing at all, but hey, whatever comes to mind, right? This is King record number 15020. It's a George Botsford rag that goes all the way back to about 1908 called the Black and White Rag. This was recorded August 16th, 1949 in New York City. I hope you'll enjoy it, and as I say, I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Take care, and Happy New Year! Thank you.